This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Pennsylvania was scheduled to hold its presidential primary election this Tuesday, but the date has been moved to June 2nd due to the coronavirus pandemic. But more has changed than just the date, as voters have new rules, new timetables, and even new voting machines. For all the details, we turn to veteran political consultant Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting. Chris, this is the time you and I normally would be talking about the Pennsylvania primary on Tuesday, as it was originally scheduled for April 28th, which is a normal time for us to have a primary in Pennsylvania in a presidential election year. You want to give us a little bit of background on that?
In a presidential year, we have our primary in the fourth Tuesday in April. The other 3 years, we have it in the third Tuesday in May. So this was early for us, early for Pennsylvania, not early nationally. And because of the COVID-19 crisis, the legislature and the governor came together and decided to postpone the primary until June 2nd. So that is new territory for Pennsylvania because we have never voted in a primary in June. So for the first time that I can remember, Pennsylvania's primary will be post-Memorial Day before we even get to vote in the primary. So now everything works on a schedule, right, Loman? So now voter registration is open till later. The chance to ask for an absentee ballot or a new mail-in ballot is later. So the whole calendar shifts. And what I was concerned about, being a longtime Republican political consultant, is what does this do to the actual campaigns? Because you've been working for 6, 9, 12 months to be ready for April 28th to have your political crescendo then. And then all of a sudden, the month before, you're told, no, you have to wait an extra almost 2 months to have the primary. So, gosh, now you have to retool. So, essentially, if you were an incumbent being primaried, you caught a break because most incumbents are better financed than most challengers, not all, but most. So you are better able to apportion your resources for a longer primary because you had more resources to begin with. So you've got candidates who have to recalibrate. You have citizens, voters like you and I and your listeners to have to recalibrate. Plus this year, as we've talked about before, most every county of the state's 67 counties is bringing online new voting machines, okay? So, and now with the COVID-19 crisis, you're going to have some polling locations maybe not participate. So you've got new locations, new machines, a different date, and candidates who had to campaign longer. So it's really messy.
Very messy. And let's talk a bit about what's on the ballot, of course. The presidential race is now over, which is really not unusual for Pennsylvania because our primary typically does fall rather late in the process. But in terms of the ballot that voters are going to see when they do ultimately go to the polls or vote by mail on June 2nd, there's still going to be some presidential maneuvering. Delegates need to be elected to national conventions. Want to talk a bit about that process?
Everybody in the state will be voting for, in the primary, will be voting for president, for presidential delegates, which are apportioned by congressional district. Everyone will be voting in the primary for our 3 statewide row offices, attorney general, auditor general, and treasurer, and I'll come back to that in a minute. And everybody will be voting for Congress and also for state house. And then half of the state who live in odd-numbered state Senate districts will also be voting in the state Senate because, as we've talked before, every 2 years, half of the state Senate is up. And this year, it's time for the odd-numbered senators to be up. Now, going back to the statewide row offices, there are no primaries in either party for attorney general or treasurer. So we know those candidates there, the 2 incumbents are Democrats, there are 2 challengers, Republicans. In the race for Auditor General, there is 1 Republican candidate, so he doesn't have a primary, but there are 6 candidates, 6, in the Democratic primary for Auditor General. So that's the big one statewide you'll be looking at, because you're right, the presidential race on the Republican side. There never was a race. And, you know, Joe Biden finally sent away Bernie Sanders, so that one is now over, too. So there still are a lot of important races there, but statewide, there's really only that one race, the Democratic race for Auditor General.
In addition to the change of date, and you touched a bit on this, but I'd like you to elaborate a bit, Chris. There have been a lot of changes to election law as well. So what Pennsylvanians can do, for example, with absentee and mail-in ballots, we're going to see some different approaches this year, correct?
Correct. So last year there was a grand bargain between our Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and the Republican-led State House and State Senate, and they finally figured out some long-awaited campaign reforms. One of them was money to help counties buy these new machines. The Republicans were pushing for the end of the big lever voting, where you could push a button or one lever and vote for every member of one party for every office. The Democrats had wanted extended time for voter registration. And then everybody was for an easier way to vote absentee, which we now have. In the past, we had a very onerous absentee ballot system in terms of who could qualify, a college student, right? But otherwise, you had to know you're going to be sick or know you're going to be out of town. So that limited that. So now we have essentially what is referred to as no-fault absentee ballot voting, which is really good in the middle of this health crisis we have. That anyone out there listening can now, for any reason they want, they don't have to give a reason, can go online and request an absentee ballot be sent to them, as I have myself done. I did this before the date got changed, but my application still holds, and very soon I will receive, I live in Dauphin County, outside Harrisburg, I will get my ballot for the primary election. So I would urge people, whether they have health concerns or not, about going to the polling place to request the vote by mail application. It's easy to do. It's completely legal. You have until primary election day itself to get the ballot back or to have the ballot be postmarked.
You also mentioned the fact we have most counties deploying new voting machine systems. Don't we also need the primary as sort of a shakedown cruise rather than have the general election in November be the time when we have massive amounts of voters and the biggest turnout election that you have in the four-year cycle, all voting on new machines and county election officials trying to deal with them? Isn't it really a good idea to have this sort of primary that might be a little bit lower turnout to try to debug this system?
Well, that's a very cogent point, Loman. Thanks for bringing that up. And that's how it was planned. This whole rush, and it was a rush, to buy new machines because of a lawsuit the state settled with a former third-party candidate for president was really on a really mushed-up timeline. And the Department of State said, we know it's a big deal, but we'll have the primary to work through any bugs with the new machines. And it's on both sides, Loman. It's not just voters like you and I getting used to a new way to push the buttons or put the ballot in. It's also for the workers in the counties and in the precincts to get used to a new way of doing things. So now you have all those election day workers at the precinct, the volunteers, and the county full-time workers. They have to get used to new things being set up. You're right, we do need this primary as a shakedown cruise because the turnout in November from both parties, I believe, is going to be sky high. There has been tremendous interest in this presidential race, regardless of who you support. So we're going to have record turnout, I believe. So I think that would be a good reason to do it. And maybe we won't have every single precinct that we used to have, but I think we can figure it out. I think we're smart enough to do that.
Again, we have been talking with Chris Nicholas from Eagle Consulting. Chris, tell us a bit about Eagle Consulting. Also, where can folks go to learn more?
A couple things. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Eagle63, at Eagle, the number 63. My website is eagleconsult.com. I am a Republican political consultant for more than 35 years. I also also appear on a show called This Week in Pennsylvania, which airs across the state on Sundays, where we do public affairs and politics for the state. People watch the national shows, Face the Nation, Meet the Press, and This Week in PA is the state version. So if you want to listen to even more of me, you can catch me with my Democratic colleague and our host on This Week in PA on Sundays. Thanks, Loman.
Chris Nicholas, thank you for being with us. Take care.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.